This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In about 3 months' time, the spectacle that is the Summer Olympics is going to land in London. The British capital is limbering up, but as with all Olympiads, there are doubts about preparedness. So authorities are putting the city through its paces, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
A jet fighter tears through the London sky. Operation Olympic Guardian is underway, a huge military exercise designed, says John Gearson of King's College, not only to deter the terrorists.
But they're also trying to reassure the public that the armed forces, as well as the police, are taking Olympic security seriously.
But some Londoners are not reassured. Nadine Moses says the military have just told her there'll be a missile battery on the roof of her apartment block, not far from the Olympic Park. She now feels she's a terrorist target.
It is a bit worrying that they're actually going to put missiles on the roof. It is a bit terrifying.
Other residents say the missiles are an overreaction, but the government's also been accused of underreacting to the likely influx of millions of Olympic visitors.
Mohammed Khalid, please go to the immigration desk. Mohammed Khalid to the immigration desk.
Over the past 2 weeks, London's Heathrow Airport has suffered massive delays. Some incoming passengers have been forced to wait up to 3 hours to have their passports checked. Lawmaker Keith Vaz.
The scenes at Heathrow are deeply embarrassing, damaging to the reputation of the country and damaging to the standing of London as a world-class city.
The union that represents the passport control staff blames austerity measures. The government has cut 100 jobs at Heathrow. Appearing on a BBC discussion show, the union boss, Mark Sawatka, said it doesn't bode well for the Olympics.
Everyone knows they've cut too far. Britain looks embarrassed when people are queuing at the airports. And frankly, the Olympics is a disaster waiting to happen.
The government says it will deploy an extra 500 immigration staff at Heathrow during the Games, and moves are afoot to ease congestion on London's notoriously overcrowded subway, the Tube.
Mind the gap. Stand clear of the doors, please.
When the Games open at the end of July, the world will be watching to see how London performs. The city is anxious that it doesn't fall flat on its face at the first hurdle. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.